presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
And now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who came to Earth from the planet Krypton with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a large metropolitan newspaper. The mystery surrounding the identity of Sidney Rycroft, British explorer, grows more baffling with each passing minute. Two people, a man and a woman, claim to be the real Sidney Rycroft. On several occasions, Superman has saved the life of the girl from murderous attacks made on her by Humi, an Egyptian who is searching for the sacred black pearl of Osiris. In our last episode, we heard how Tumblebee Jones, taken to a hospital to have a bullet removed from his leg, was spirited out of the hospital by a mysterious stranger. Kent, desperately trying to find a solution to the mystery, learned about Tumbleweed's disappearance and immediately started out to rescue his friend as Superman. As our last episode ended, Tumbleweed was being driven across a bridge when suddenly he took matters into his own hands, grabbed the wheel, and sent the car crashing off the bridge into the river below. Now we join Superman as he flies through the streets of the quiet city, following the trail of the car in the snow. Listen.
Even with the power of supervision at my command, it's almost impossible to follow the tracks of that car because the falling snow is rapidly filling them in. If I don't hurry, I'm sure to lose them altogether. Faster, faster. These tracks seem to be heading for the South River Bridge. I'm almost sure of that. If I'm to make time, I'd better take a chance and head for the bridge. I may be wrong, but I'd better take that. There's the bridge in the distance. What was that? Sounded like a splash, as if a large object had struck the water. Now, there's the bridge almost below me. Wait, what's that? The railing torn away. Tracks of the car leading up to it. The car crashed through. The splash I heard was the car hitting the water. We've got to work fast. Tumbleweeds in that car at the bottom of the river. Dive! Dive! Now! Stop! Black down here under the water. Even I can hardly see. But I must find the car. It must be here on the bottom somewhere. Got to find it quickly. Quickly, or I'll be too late. Ah, there it is. Turn on its side. Yes, by heaven, it's Tumbleweed inside there, jammed against the wheel. Got to get him out. Got to get him out fast.
Yes. Well, send him right up. I can't understand it. Not at all. I'm either going crazy or I actually did see it. As I swam away after coming to the surface, Oh, come in. I say come in.
Quiet. You're the guy that telephoned to somebody half hour ago.
That's right. You?
Sleepy Sam, they call me.
Happy to meet you, Sleepy. Pull up that chair and sit down.
Don't mind the chair. I'll just lay right down here on his couch if you don't mind. I feel kind of tired.
Looking at you, I'm beginning to wonder whether you're as dangerous as they tell me you are.
I'm the number one torpedo in this town.
Torpedo? I don't think I understand.
Torpedo, that's not a word for trigger man, a guy who bumps people off the dough. Anything you want done, I do it. Look right.
And I didn't make a mistake in calling you.
Try me and see. If you don't mind, I'm going to close my eyes. You just go ahead and talk. I'll be listening.
Very well. About 3 hours ago, I was driving across the South River Bridge with a man named Tumbleweed Jones. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
I was taking him somewhere he didn't want to go. Well, to be brief, he forced the car off the bridge and into the river. As the car fell through space, I opened the door of the driver's seat and jumped out. I managed to swim ashore despite the... Devil take you, are you listening?
Sure. When I snore, it shows I'm interested.
Go ahead, keep talking.
Well, I swam ashore despite the treacherous currents, and when I got there, I waited to see if Tumbleweed Jones would come to the surface. You hear me?
And did he?
Yes, he did. But in rather a strange manner. No need to go into that.
I gotta know all the facts.
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Talk, brother.
Well, as I swam toward shore, I looked over my shoulder and saw what I took to be a man flying through the air. When I looked again, he was gone.
But as I reached the shore, I saw this same thing, this man, come to the surface and go right on up into the air. He had another man in his arms. I'm sure that man was Tumbleweed Jones.
And I am sure you're nuts.
No, I told you you wouldn't believe me.
Hey, what are you trying to do? Give me a fancy fairy tale? Malarkey.
Now, listen. If Tumbleweed Jones is still alive, I've got to get my hands on him.
Why?
I can't tell you that.
You gotta know all the facts.
It isn't necessary for you to know why I want Tumbleweed. All you've got to do is get him and bring him here. You'll be well paid.
How much?
What's your price?
Half a G, $500.
$500? You're out of your mind.
Okay, good night, brother. I'm going home to bed.
Now, wait a minute. I'll give you $300.
I'm awful sleepy. Good night, let me know if you change your mind.
Now, hold on here. You guarantee to get this Tumbleweed person and bring him to me?
If I don't deliver the goods, you don't pay a cent.
Very well, it's a deal. You deliver Tumbleweed Jones to me here, and you'll get your $500.
Okay. Now, kind of give me a line on this guy.
Tell me some places where I may be able to find him.
Feel any better, Tumbleweed?
Don't you worry none about me, kid. I'll be all right. But I still don't understand how I got out of that car under the river and onto dry land again. Unless it was that Superman fella or something.
Gee, do you really think so, Tumbleweed?
You know how else it could be, Jimmy.
Oh, stop talking nonsense, you two. Here, Tumbleweed. I'm going to pour some more hot water into this basin. And be sure you keep your feet in it.
Hey, hold Tommy for ornery cayuse, kid. You're just about burning the feet off of me.
Well, the doctor said to take care of you.
Doctor, the doctor. Horse doctor, I called him. Why, he wouldn't even remove that bullet from my leg. Said there wasn't no hurry and he didn't want to probe for it without I was on a hospital operating table.
Well, he knew what he was doing, Tumbleweed.
Well, if he did, Kent, he's the only man I've met since coming to Metropolis that didn't know what he was doing. Kent, I never did see such an amount of fuss and trouble since meeting up with you. You just seem to have a natural affinity for trouble.
Well, Mr. Kent and me are reporters, you know, Tumbleweed. And reporters sure can get into trouble.
You got something there, Laughing Squirrel. Now, you take this here. It's a mess I got in it tonight. Now, what in the world did that fellow want with me?
Well, that's hard to say, Tumbleweed, but I got a feeling that his reason is somehow mixed up with this mystery about Sidney Rycroft and the sacred black pearl of Osiris.
Sacred black pearl of Osiris. Gosh, that sounds exciting, Mr. Kent. And what's even more exciting is that story you told us about the hotel room disappearing and everything.
That hotel room hasn't disappeared, Jimmy. It was merely changed, that's all.
What do you mean?
Well, look at it this way. I go to see Miss Sidney Rycroft, the British explorer, at the hotel where I know she's staying. I know she's staying there because I've been to see her there 2 or 3 times. The hotel clerk tells me no one has ever occupied the room she's been staying in. I go up to the room and discover that it's nothing but a place for storing cleaning materials, brooms and carpet sweepers and all the rest of it.
Busy.
No, not at all, Tumbleweed. It just proves that someone changed that room. Took the furniture out and put those cleaning things in. And very probably bribed the hotel clerk to invent a story for my benefit.
Why would anyone go to all that trouble?
Well, Jimmy, I think the answer to that is simple, too. Now, look. Several days ago, we met Miss Rycroft for the first time. And we went to the theater with her.
To see the Great Gambini. Sure.
Right.
And when the Great Gambini made her vanish and then didn't make her reappear again, we went backstage to find out what had happened.
Sure. You found out that theater hadn't been used in years. That there hadn't even been a performance there that night. But what's all this leading up to?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know, Mr. Kent.
Well, Tumbleweed and Jimmy, it all comes to this. Someone is trying to convince us that Miss Sidney Rycroft doesn't exist.
She doesn't exist? But why?
Well, that's something we've got to find out. Just how, I don't know. But now, gentlemen, I'm going to leave you. Editor White wants to see me down at the Daily Planet. Now, Jim, you be sure to keep Tumbleweed bundled up.
Oh, shucks, Kent. I ain't no child. I won't. Right.
I just don't want to take any chances, Tumbleweed. All right. I'll see you two later. Come on.
Goodbye. No, I just can't understand it, Jim. I reckon Hal Kent's right. I reckon there is someone trying to make us believe Miss Rycroft doesn't exist. But I sure can't see why.
I can't either.
And there's that Superman fella. I bet everything I own it was him that saved me from that automobile. Kent says he found me laying outside the door here, half drowning.
Who are you? No more, fellas.
What,
Tommy? How'd you get in here?
Fire escape. You're Tumbleweed Jones, ain't you?
That's right, but put down that gun.
Shut up. You kid, get in that closet over there.
No, wait a minute.
Yeah, put down that gun and listen to me.
Shut up, I tell you, I'll pull his trigger. Now go on, kid. Get in that closet. You'll be okay there till that guy Kent comes back.
Tumbleweed. What'll I do?
You better do like the man says, Laughing Squirrel. His trigger finger looks awful itchy.
Okay.
That's right, kid. Get in there.
Listen, you, what are you...
No, don't look so worried, mister. He'll be all right.
Yeah?
He's got enough air. He'll be plenty comfortable in there. Plus, Daddy won't get in my hair, see? Now, all we got to do is worry about you.
What do you mean, stranger?
I mean, get your feet out of that basin of hot water, put some clothes on, let's get going.
I'm getting kind of tired of all this moving around. Mm. Just seems like nobody will give me a minute's rest. Where do you want to take me? And why?
You'll find out. Now, come on, the quicker we get this done, the quicker I get home to bed. Get your clothes on, let's get started.
Now, look here, fella. I don't like this.
Gosh,
I don't like it either.
What is the meaning of this sudden interest in Tumbleweed Jones? Why is the mysterious stranger so anxious to get hold of our cowboy friend? And with Superman, disguised as Clark Kent, on his way to the office of the Daily Planet, how will he save Tumbleweed this time? Be sure to hear the next thrilling episode of our mystery story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look, it's a bank.
It's a plane, it's Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.